Blog Talk Radio.
To help save wildlife affected by oil spills, rescue workers have opened up a lot of Dawn. They rely on it because it's tough on grease, yet gentle. But even they'll tell you, Dawn helps open something even bigger. This year, Dawn is also donating $1 million to rescue efforts. Go to Facebook.com, Dawn Saves Wildlife. Find out how the little things you do can make a big difference.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, everyone. Please dial in 516-453-9133. And guys, press 1 to join the conversation, okay? You know, I have to tell you something here. You know, my theme song was made in 2016, and it still holds true. You know, everyone who knows me knows I'm the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumbass. Because, guys, 32 years ago I was a dumbass. But today, 32 years later, I can honestly say now I'm just a smart ass. All right? You know, we'll talk about this at the end because there's a reason why I want to mention something here vital. But I have an incredible show for you guys tonight, an incredible show. Guys, you know I bring it, right? Well, tonight I'm really bringing it because my guest is off the freaking charts, okay? Not only is he eye candy, honey, you got to hear his voice. So I'm going to first bring on my really cool guest co-host tonight, Jason Abrams. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. You know I'm always good when I'm on with you.
Listen, I feel the same way. What, are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
You've become extended family.
That's right, honey. That's right. I feel the same way about you. You know.
Thank you.
You brought me this incredible guest. I want everyone to know a little bit about you first, but then I'm going to give you the honors of introducing him. Tell everyone a little bit about you, Jason.
Yes, my name's Jason Abrams. I've been in the entertainment business since almost inception. that's what I joke, because most of my life, you know, has been surrounded around entertainment, and I'm an entertainment consultant, manager. I've done public relations. I've been an agent. I still encompass all of that under my umbrella with my company, JEA Productions. And, you know, this particular guest is someone who I discovered, you know, years ago through television program, which we'll touch on later, but rediscovered in the past years through his own evolution and his own discovery. And I've been very proud of him, and he's come through for me a number of times. And so later, you know, I'll introduce him with you. And, but if I hadn't been in the entertainment business, I wouldn't know this wonderful guy, as you'll introduce, David Hernandez. But I've worked with, you know, Cheyenne Elliott, who comes from the dynasty of Dionne Warwick and Whitney Houston. You know, I've done a number of things with Miss Warwick, Roberta Flack. It goes on and on and on. Hip-hop with Smooth B of Nice and Smooth. I've traveled the world with him and them. And, you know, I've just had such diverse and extraordinary opportunities in my life. And I guess that's what helps me relate to this next guest we're going to have.
So I want you to do the honors. Introduce him to everyone listening.
Well, yeah. The drum roll, if you
drum
will.
Drum roll, please.
Yes. David Hernandez, David Anthony Hernandez. David was one of the finalists who many coin favorite of the seventh season of American Idol. But there's so much more to David than just a television personality, a contestant, or even a recording artist or performer, though he's a dynamic performer. I saw him in his own live capacity recently for the very first time. And if you ever heard his songs, if you ever stream David Hernandez, if you saw him on American Idol or you watched his videos, you ain't seen nothing yet till you've seen this man live.
That's right. I agree, guys.
Yeah. Yep. He blew the roof off of New York City while also performing in Naked Boy Singing, which, you know, we'll talk about later, but it was a hit in Las Vegas starring him. And they brought it right to New York off Broadway for several weeks. And it was a sensation out here as well. So, but
amazing.
Again, there's so much more to David, and that's why I wanted to do this show with him today. He has a very special single that's out right now called When It Rains, It Pours. There's a lot of meaning behind that. And, you know, there's just so much depth. I'd like for David to be able to talk about that, though. So whenever we're ready, David
Hello,
Hernandez.
David. Yes. Say
What's
hello.
Up, guys? Thanks for having me. What an honor. Hi, Jason.
Hey, David.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jerry. Yeah,
hey,
that was
sweetie.
Quite the introduction. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, you're incredible. Absolutely, ridiculously incredible. We have three of your
Thank
songs
you.
That are going to be played tonight because they have to hear you. All right? You're unbelievable.
Okay.
So why don't you start? Tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, with awesome parents. They divorced when I was about two, so I was raised by each of them kind of separately throughout time periods in my life until I was able to go to college and fend for myself. But I had my first record deal when I had just turned 22, I believe. Okay. And when the label and I parted ways, I decided that, my manager at the time was like, you need to audition for American Idol. And I was like, no, that show's just gimmicky. I don't want to be a part of that. But he convinced me, and I did it. And I'm so glad that I did it because it literally was the catalyst to everything that I've ever done in my career. It's been such a blessing. And I always, when I get a chance, thank American Idol for the opportunity. But yeah, I mean, like, life isn't, you know, always the easiest. You know, I don't think things necessarily turned out exactly how I planned them. What do they say? Like, when you plan, God laughs. So, you make plans and God just laughs. And that's literally been what it's been. But, you know, looking back and, you know, being where I am now in my life and having done Off-Broadway and put out a recent album and getting back into film and television, like, it's truly been an incredible career, and it introduced me to awesome people like yourself and like Jason. And I've just been able to, I mean, in the last like week, I performed in Times Square. I had my own I had my own show at the Laurie Beachman Theater in New York. I was off Broadway performing a naked voice singing, which I never thought I would do. And so it's just been a whirlwind. But when I look back on it, I'm like, oh my God, I really did all that. That was insane. And there's so much more still to do. So I guess that's about, you know, me in a nutshell. I'm a huge advocate for mental health and for people that suffer from depression, anxiety, addiction. You know, I've been through the gambit with all of those things, and I'm just here to be a vessel that can maybe inspire one person out there.
So, okay, I can't believe you just said that part, because that's amazing. And, you know, all right, I had said something in the beginning that I was going to read at the end, but because you said that, this is very short. It's a poem out of my book, and there was a reason why I wanted to read it, because two people got in touch with me tonight that said they were going to be watching the show because they've been suffering from depression, and one of them actually thought about suicide lately, and the person's fine. And you just said that.
Good.
You know what? Let me read this very quick poem, if you don't
mind.
Yeah,
read
it out of my book.
Absolutely.
All right, it's called Put Down the Gun. I had to have this purple gun just in case my life was done. I kept it safe locked in my room because I was filled with gloom and doom. Yes, there were times that I just knew if I loaded it up what I could do, but I kept on hearing that gentle voice, put down that gun, you have that choice. Life may seem hard at the end of the day, but that's when you need to really pray. Dear Father, I beg you to show me the truth. How can life be so bad when I'm only a youth? Get rid of that gun and go take a shower. Ask someone for help. You do have that power. You know, you
wow,
just said something
beautiful.
Thank you, David. I'm so happy what you just said. I mean, we're going to give everyone a chance to call in later on and talk to you, even if that's what they're struggling with. Wow, you're a beautiful young man. Okay, so now I have a question for you, and then Jason, you can chime in. Okay.
Okay.
Growing up, I love asking my singers and entertainers this question. Growing up, who were some of your musical, you know, icons? Who did you look up to? Who did, you know, who helped you along this way? Tell me who you loved in the music industry.
Yeah. Well, my mom used to play vinyl records around the house, and she had a really eclectic taste. She played anyone from Stevie Wonder to Aretha to Whitney to Journey to the Cranberries to, oh my gosh, Luther Vandross. There was a lot of Motown played in my house, but then also a lot of, like, powerful. My mom loves great, powerful singers, which I think is what really inspired me to be a good vocalist when I was little. I always wanted to be just perfect and hit those notes and all that kind of stuff. So I'd run around the house as a little, like, six-year-old kid, like, doing riffs and runs, trying to imitate the greats. And it was, I don't know, like, I never really thought that I would have a career in music because I just wasn't really that good. But then when my grandfather took me to an audition for this little theater company in the basement of a strip mall, he took me to audition for the show called The Canterville Ghost. It was my first audition ever in life. I was eight, and I sang I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. And I was a little eight-year-old boy singing I Will Always Love You, and I got the part. And I remember showing up to the first rehearsal and then showing up to the actual stage for the first day. And I knew immediately I was in love with this thing called theater and music. I was in love with the way the set pieces moved, the fog machine, the makeup chair. I just loved everything about being in theater and just being in music. And I think from that point, I just made a decision I don't know. I still went to college to be a doctor, which I dropped out very quickly. But I think music just kind of bit me, and it's always been there. And it has its ups and its downs. I have a love-hate relationship with music. Sometimes I love them, sometimes I hate her. But she's always been there for me to kind of see me through things. So, and I can thank my mom really for that, because she was a key. I mean, she loves music. You know.
That's beautiful, Jason. What would you like to say?
Yeah.
Well, quickly, I want to give David more time to talk because this is a little bit shorter, this interview. But I do want to say that if you were paying attention to what David just said, you noticed that he refers to his mom a lot. And whenever I've reached out to him or we've talked about things, you know, he's been very supportive of my mom. last year she turned 75, and, you know, due to some personal circumstances, I didn't know how to celebrate her. You know, it was impossible to figure out how to get everyone together and everything. And I called on just a few folks who she really loves. David is one of them. She fell in love with David when he performed on a virtual benefit of mine, and he did a cover of the song The Village, which is also on his YouTube. But it was so stunning. My mother watches it every day to date. So he immediately recorded a video. He and Dionne Warwick and Chris Ruggiero, I think, were the first three that she really cared about. And they, within an hour, you know, they had videos to me for my mom for her birthday. And so that always stood out. And then I realized, you know, his relationship with his mom is how he relates to mine, and or at least that's what I find the most in common with him. And, you know, so when I said there's more to this man than, you know, just a dynamic performer or a television personality or an actor or anything, you know, he's just a wonderful human. And so I wanted to say that. That's not my question. But David, mental health, you know, and your own experiences with that, could you talk about the meaning behind the deep song that you have out right now that you wrote called When It Rains, It Pours? I'm not sure in what order they're going to play it in.
That might be the one, guys. We might be playing that first.
Okay, so
we
now
might be the perfect time
for you to give us the backstory about that song, because I think it's going to reach a lot of Jerry's listeners and Jerry herself. You know, it touched her deeply. I know that she was moved.
Yes.
That was the first song I sent her. And, you know, I got a huge beautiful with the intense capital letters. And yeah, there's a little joke out there.
Don't worry, guys. I'll let you know what that meant in a minute. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, David, please tell us about When It Rains, It Pours, your current single.
Sure. When I wrote that, I was going back and forth between Vegas and Los Angeles because I was doing Naked Boy singing 6 months in Vegas. So I was coming back and forth working with my producer, Trent Park, who produced, I believe, three of the songs on the EP. And that was, I believe, one of the, I think it was like the second one he produced. And we sat down together. We kind of figured out the instruments together. He's so brilliant. And he basically, I went back to Vegas. We hadn't really written it yet. We had these ideas for melodies. And then I got back to Vegas, and I really just started putting the pen to paper and just figuring out lyrically what I wanted to say. I didn't really think the song initially was going to be about my mental health, but since it was suffering at the time, because Vegas is an interesting place to be alone and to be just working five shows a week. And, you know, I didn't really have a whole lot of friends out there aside from my cast, and I just missed my life back home. So I just, over the years, I've been able to kind of come to terms with the fact that I'm an anxious person. I do get depressed, and I wanted to kind of talk about that. And that's kind of where the verses came. The chorus is really just when it rains, it pours. And I feel so insecure. That's kind of one of the lyrics in the chorus. And then the verses just talk about how, you know, I show up to parties and I hide my pain from strangers that I meet. So distract me, because anxiety makes it so hard to breathe. And I think a lot of the times I've felt that way in the past because I've overindulged in alcohol or drugs or, you know, prescription pills. Things that I thought would sort of mellow me out actually made me more anxious over the years. And if anybody that suffers from any of those afflictions knows, you know, like that's, you know, you think it's a Band-Aid, but really it's just, it really just festers all of the things that you're trying to get away from. And so when I was in Vegas, as we know, people party in Vegas, I had my fair share of moments, but when all was said and done and I was alone in my room, I was like, this is not the business. This is not like what I want to do with the rest of my life. I don't want to feel this way all the time. But the only way to really get it out there is to be really vulnerable and transparent with people through my music, because it makes me feel not so alone. And in turn, I think it can make other people, especially the younger kids out there, not feel so alone either. And, you know, through the pandemic, we lost a lot of people to mental health. And I think a majority of the reasons we lost it was because, you know, people weren't able to reach out and like touch each other. And people were afraid to share that they were going through all these things, because there's a lot of shame and stigma still affiliated with these types of things related to mental health. So that song, I did not anticipate that song to be what it was, but I'm so glad that it came out, and I'm so glad I decided to share that, because I've had so many people reach out and just say like, wow, like I feel seen, I feel heard, thank you. When I listen to that song, I cry. And I always tell people, if you feel like crying, cry. Like it's one of the most therapeutic things you can do. You just got to get that energy and that emotion out. So there's my long version of When It Rains, Of Course.
So I want to share with everyone, guys, we're going to play a track next, and I'm thinking it might be that song, but we have three to play. Track next by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey legend, Brother O, Our Honey Bee. Let's hear it. That's absolutely beautiful. You know, David, the first time I heard it, when Jason sent it to me, I actually had tears in my eyes. And as a recovery coach, you just gave me permission. I can share it with my crew. God bless you, man. I love you for that.
Absolutely
beautiful, amazing. You know, we have a caller in queue. Let's take our caller, and they're here to say hello to you. Hello, caller.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Jerry Petito and your honored guests. How are you? It's Ava Holly.
Hi, Ava.
Hi, Ava. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Well, you know, I'm loving your show. Well, I love you anyway, but I love your show. I'm a huge American Idol fan. So, David, are you watching this season?
Oh, my God, yes, I am. I think I have – last night I was so tired. I fell asleep like three-fourths of the way through, but I'm definitely watching it. Yeah, I'm watching it. I love the Hawaiian guy. He's amazing.
Oh, I do too.
There's so many great talent, and they keep getting younger and younger, I feel like.
You're right? It's such a great talent this year. Yeah, I feel like the judges are like they're mama and papa bears, you know? But your song is absolutely beautiful. Your voice is so haunting and just beautiful, and I love the things that you are saying. And hello to your co-host, Jerry, and my love and light shines out to all of you.
Thank you.
Ava,
you have a beautiful light.
You're so sweet.
Tell everyone about your show.
So my show's coming up on the 10th, and I think it's the 10th. It's next week, next Wednesday. It's the casual chat, so we talk about lots of things. Actually have a YouTube influencer coming on next week who is also a tribute band artist and doing something really interesting with abandoned spaces. So we're going to have some fun on the show next week. But thank you so much for sharing that. I have a music and theater background, and Jerry and I just connected right away. Like I always call us mothers, you know, sisters from another mister.
I love that.
I love hearing all the stuff she does around the entertainment industry, because that's near and dear to my heart also. So lots of luck to your career and everything you've got going on, and I'm enjoying your show.
Ava, wait.
Thank you, Ava. I appreciate you calling in.
Wait,
sure.
I have to share something funny with you that you're going to love about this guy, David. Okay, and Jason, I'm outing you, baby. I'm outing you. All right, so listen. This is so cute. Jason, just so you know, David just messaged me in caps with exclamations. I'm just saying, okay?
Oh, did he?
You know how I only use caps. You know how I only use caps,
I sure
right?
did.
So,
I have your back.
It's like she's yelling at you all the time.
Jason messages me
intense.
Or calls me. Like, David said, are you aggressive or something? What did he say, Jason?
No. I told her what I said to you about that she's a Jersey girl. Of course she's aggressive.
Yeah, I'm a Jersey girl, yeah.
Because everybody, you know, nowadays.
Well, no,
language.
When I got the text message, I text Jason and I was like, hey, I've never met Jerry, but just saying typing in caps lock is the equivalent of screaming in someone's face in person.
Right?
But
Do you know the soap opera, The Bold and the Beautiful? They named that after Jerry.
Of course.
No, I'm kidding.
The Bold and the Aggressive. No, I'm kidding.
So one thing, you know, my response, you know, when I responded and I said, she's a Jersey girl. So then I had to tell her what I said. And I said, oh, my God, you can't do that to Cheyenne or any of my clients because they'll be... They'll be like ears and headlights.
That's hilarious.
David, when I first started using caps, when Facebook first came out, I didn't know because in my head I'm thinking I can't see great, you know, up close. So if I use caps, it'll help everyone. My daughter messages me, why are you screaming at these people? I go, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
You guys have a
good rest of the show.
Thank you. Ava.
Thank you, Ava.
So, David, first of all, what's up and coming with you? What's happening?
Well, I mean, honestly, I am taking just a tiny little bit of a break. I go to Europe on the 19th for my birthday, and I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. And then when I fly back, I'm flying back from Venice straight to West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, because I'm headlining their Pride there, which I'm really excited about. I'm flying there with my dancers. They're meeting me there. We're doing that. And then my business partner and I just got the green light on this huge deal we've been working on for over a year now for my upcoming podcast that's centered around mental health, addiction, depression, anxiety. So that'll be the podcast will be coming out sometime this year. And then we're also cutting an entirely new album. So we're happy that the sponsorship came through, the deals came through. So that's been like the biggest news in the last like week. So it's going to be a really, really busy summer, which I was hoping for maybe like a hot boy summer. I could go out to some parties, but I guess that's not going to happen because it's going to be a work boy summer for sure.
Yes, you're going to Europe.
Yep.
So you mentioned Pride, okay?
Yeah.
So my daughter's wife thinks you are so hot and said if she was straight, honey, watch out.
If she was straight or if I was straight?
Well, either or.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? However she said it, you guys know how to say it. But I was cracking up laughing,
That's hilarious. Well, thank you. I'm flattered. I'm flattered.
So my daughter was laughing when her wife said that, okay? Well, now, Jason, do you have anything you want to ask him as well before we get any more callers?
Yes. Well, I was going to ask about future projects and everything because I knew that these things were on the burner. I didn't know that everything was coming to fruition. So huge caps. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. First off.
It's a little overwhelming. I got to make sure I'm still seeing my therapist weekly because life has a lot of triggers, you know? So we got to just keep the work coming. But yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. It's so much anticipation that's been built up since last March, like March of 2022, that I can't believe that it's actually beginning to happen. And I think a lot of us tend to do this like fearful thing where like we have imposter syndrome. So like the deals are coming through and I'm like, oh God, am I capable of this? Am I going to suck at this? I've never done this before, but I know that I'll be fine. It's just that there's that little, you know, it's just always that tinge of self-doubt. So that's the part that makes me a little anxious, but I have a great support system and I think it'll be just fine.
Amazing.
Better than fine.
We're going to play another track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey legend, Brother O. And then, David, we will talk about it.
There's Father in the sky, and they're starting to align. I see you passing by, and we're slowing down the time. Now my love is flashing by, all I see is flashing lights. Cause you're right here by my side, can you feel it come alive? If this were a love song, would you be mine? I just can't get you off of my mind, and I think about you all day and night. So I wrote you a love song, wrote you a love song. Baby, you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. So damn incredible, so unforgettable. Yeah, I think you're beautiful. unforgettable. Yes, I think you're beautiful.
Absolutely amazing.
Breathtaking, yes.
And oh
David
my
performed
so,
that in Times Square.
Okay,
David performed
yeah,
that
for Earth Day. Yeah. Earth Day was so fun.
Yeah, tell us about this. We have a caller. We'll take the caller as soon as you talk about the song and tell us about Times Square.
Yeah, so basically this song was presented to me by my friend Joe and my booking agent at the time. And I was kind of on this songwriting kick to where I didn't want to sing anything that I didn't write. So when they sent me the song via email, I listened to it and I was like, okay, but again, I'm not really singing any songs I didn't write. I was kind of being a snob about it. I'm not going to lie. I was being stupid. So then four months later, I went through like a bit of a life change. I think I was going through a breakup at the time or some stupid stuff. And I called my booking agent. I was like, hey, listen, let's book the studio time. Let me get in there and see what I can do with this song. Cause there was another vocalist on it, my friend Stevie Warner at the time. And he was kind of great, but like, I was like, how I need to be able to hear myself on this to know if it's like going to be something I can rock with. So anyway, I got in the studio, I recorded the vocals. I think we recorded them in like a couple of hours, background vocals included, added some of my own ad libs. And I think I cried during that session. It was like a therapy session for me. I walked in there, I think for once in my life at that particular time, I felt beautiful and I wanted other people to feel that same feeling. And then the music video was just amazing. Like I produced that with my former producer, Prince Board from the Black Eyed Peas. And we got all walks of life, sexual preferences, religions, shapes and sizes to come in there. And if you've seen the video, it's just an all-inclusive like love
yep.
fest. And I'm just, it's one of my proudest moments. Yeah. And it's my biggest song to date so far.
So I want to thank you for sharing that and saying something very important, that you love yourself, you loved and you were proud of yourself. And a lot of entertainers have a hard time saying that. And I'm the first one to tell every one of them, if you could say that about another entertainer, you better make sure you could say it about yourself. So I was so happy to hear you just say that. Yes, baby. All right, let's take our next caller.
Please. How's everybody doing?
How's
Great,
everybody
how are
doing
you?
Here, baby? Hi.
I'm all right.
What's
I'm all right.
Name?
This is Jetty A-Track. I'm one of the hosts, one of the new hosts on Beverly Nation, WBNN. Jerry, I believe that we talked in one of my other shows.
Yep.
This
yep.
is, first of all, this is beautiful that you're facilitating such a platform like this. And this is a message to David. You know, I got to give you your flowers. That record, When the Rains, It Pours, I believe it was Ava that called in, and she said something that really touched base with something that resonated with me. And she said that your voice was like haunting, how good it was and how it resonated with the energy of the record. For people who have been going through, are currently going through addiction problems, I myself walked mm-hmm. through those paths myself several years ago because
yeah.
I'm an artist myself. So, you know, just out there networking, you know, trying to do what you can do as far as your gift and also balancing the politics of the game and things of that nature. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you have anxieties and things of that nature, there are vices that help with that, quote unquote. But one of the things that, you know, people, I guess, on the outside don't really recognize that it's the true struggle with it is how, you know, depending on these vices, outside of the damage that it does to yourself, it ingratiates you into these communities that make it harder for you to even, like, kick it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, yeah.
But when you go out, there's like this expectation now, you know what I mean? Instead of it being something that you're doing for yourself, as far as, you know, however you want to feel to escape, now it's just like you're around this energy of people that expect it, and these energy of people that might manipulate you or might push you into this corner or push you down this avenue based upon these things, you know what I mean, that you're indulging upon. So, you know, it's extremely difficult to break this, but it takes a person to have a certain type of spirit, and definitely a person to have good people around them. And it sounds like you're an example of that. So give you your flowers.
Well, man, listen, I really appreciate you saying that. And I definitely want to say that I don't always get it right. You know, it's a slippery kind of thing for me, mental health and addiction. You know, I went to rehab for Xanax 6 years ago, and I've been clean from that ever since. But I will say that nowadays, when people say, "Oh, just have the shot, or just have the drug," or just, I try to tell people, "Well, are you going to come home with me and wake up in the morning and rub my back when I'm going through a hangover, or when I'm spiraling, or when I'm checking myself back into a facility?" And the answer is always no. So I'm like, okay, well then the answer is no for me too, because I, you know, like you said, you get in these communities where it's like expected of you to be this like rock star, or what do you mean you're not going to have a drink, or what do you mean you're not going to stay out till 6 a.m. at the after party? And, you know, honestly, no is the final answer. You know what I mean? So it's just hard, but it's easier said than done. I know that it's hard, man, but I do appreciate you saying that. And I'm glad the song resonated with you. That means a lot to me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hello. Now, I hope that Jerry Petito didn't fall out in the spirit, y'all. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's wonderful. I think she fell out in the spirit, y'all, for the first time in 5 years. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, my goodness, guys. Well, I'm having a throat issue, so I muted myself, and I thought I unmuted it. I apologize. So,
well, actually, we, you know, it was a beautiful moment. You know, I was speechless, actually, from both callers. And you know, just hearing David's songs, you know, I'm not trying to gush, but, you know, I think I'd be one of these callers as well if I weren't co-hosting, because, you know, just having some recent experiences with David, I asked him to perform in a major effort in Times Square for Earth Day. It was a celebration of Earth Day and Water Day. And I was associated with the production, and I had a couple of other clients, including Carmen Olivia, who you had on recently with Samantha Cole, my other client. And, you know, it was just a wonderful day, but David just brought a whole other dimension to it. You know, first of all, his performance is dynamic all the time. You know, he's just, I don't know, you know, from day to day or when he's in his sweatpants or at home, but he's just a ball of energy on stage and so dynamic and alive. And but the talent, you know, that comes through is just astonishing. And I have to note this because you gave me the floor to ask a question before, and, you know, you and I were commenting how David covered so much ground in his responses from the few questions that we did ask, that he's really one of the best guests that I've ever encountered, you know, co-hosting or hosting in my own capacity at times. And so I did want to, you know, I wanted to, you know, give him that light, you know, and instead of asking a question, I wanted to make those comments about David and let everybody know, you know, that, you know, even as an associate, a friend or association to him, that I'm still a fan, and, you know, I'm still growing, you know, and waiting for, you know, him to continue to grow and burst out there. But my final thought on that is, you know, I wanted to say that when David was on American Idol, Simon Cowell, you know, was then still on the panel. And so David, you know, David was, amongst, you know, a panel of a lot of scrutiny and, you know, a lot of expectation. And, you know, so to come, you know, to come out shining and as a number, what was it, number 12 finalist of season 7?
Yeah.
It's like being number one today, no matter how talented everyone is. And believe me, I applaud these panelists and everything, but that original lineup, that was, you know, that was quite a panel. And, you know, to go up against, you know, that particular year of talents, you know, I think you came out a winner. It wasn't like almost winning bingo. You know, you won.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a really interesting time for me because I think at the time I was the first of many things in terms of sexuality and also my previous job that put me through college. But I think that I was the poster child for shame at the time. And a couple of friends have reminded me of that when I was in New York. They were like, you realize that like you've helped to pave some of the way. And I always get cringy when I hear that because I'm like, no, not me. But the more that I look at it, I'm like, wow, like, you know, I did take some bullets for some people out there, you know, when Perez Hilton outed me to the world and ultimately to my family. It was really devastating. Yeah. And to go home and to not make it, you know, further because, and we all know it was because of those things that came out in the press, you know, it was really hard at 24 years old to deal with. So I look back on those memories so fondly. I don't miss the PTSD that comes with it, but I think, I think I realized early on in my career that maybe I was going to be the villain for some people or be the one that went against what a cookie cutter American Idol could be. And that's totally okay. Cause I'm not in any way, shape or form. I don't come from a cookie cutter family. I don't come from a background that's super squeaky clean. So if you can lean with that, rock with it, roll with that, then we're cool. But if not, then just keep it moving and maybe listen to Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You are so funny. So I want to just say something here for Jetty. He was the host that just called in. And I want to just celebrate his ascension as host on Beverly Nation. So he was an intern and he made it. And I think he's off the charts. I love him. Thank you for calling in, sweetie. You rock. He's amazing.
That's awesome.
And I just had to say that, guys. Yes. I just had to say that. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, David, listen, we have another caller. But before we take the caller, that song was magnificent. And, you know, thinking about, like, I'm a poet, right? I don't write songs. But thinking about how you sit and write these songs about life is blowing my mind because you're young. And it's incredible. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Thank you so much. My mom had me when she was 17. She was pregnant when she was 16 with me. So we grew up like best friends. I was privy to a lot of things that kids my age should not have witnessed or seen or heard, you know, and we grew up very poor. And so with that comes a lot of exposure to life at an early age. And so I'm glad that I have the wherewithal and like the knowledge, but I think that's where all the stuff comes from, you know, but thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sweetie. All right. So let's take our third caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, hello, Jerry, and hey, David. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Andrea. I thought I would call in. I'm enjoying the show. David, I have to commend you as you were being so transparent on your addiction and speaking out about that. I was a booking agent for quite some time, and, you know, I was on the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm not doing that no more, but when I was doing that, it's kind of the same way because you're constantly brought free drinks, you know, wherever you, you know, have booked the events, and that just becomes so normal. And so saying no is really a form of self-care and self-love because when you can learn to say no, just like you were saying when, you know, you told someone, okay, are you going to be there with me the next day when I'm having a hangover or I need other help? You know, no, they're usually not going to be there. So I always remember that saying no is self-love, really. So I commend you for that. And I love your music. I love the song Beautiful, and I loved when you were on the show when you sung In the Midnight Hour. That was one of my favorites.
Oh, my God, thank you. The Wilson Pickett song. That was one of the first songs I sang on that show. If you could look at my hand in that video, I'm shaking. I was 23. I think I had just – I was almost 24. I was still 23 at the time, and I remember being scared to death that I was going to crack. So my voice was going to like, you know. But I made it through, and thank you for watching that.
Sure did.
You're welcome.
That means a lot. Thank you for saying that.
I want to let everyone know who you are, Andrea. So David and Jason. So this is a very good friend of mine. She does the podcast, and she used to be a host here on WBNN as well. She does a podcast called The Voice of Hope. And in spite of her struggles and her family's struggles, she gives everyone hope through these shows.
Wow.
Thank you.
Is it Andrea Kaczynski? Is that your last name?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I'll add you on Facebook.
There you go.
And I'll add you on too. Well, I'm enjoying the show. I'll sit back. Love you guys. Brother O, love you too. Love you, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
We have another caller, guys. So let's take our next caller. Boy, you're very popular, kid. All right, caller 4.
Yay.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
I was just calling to say hello.
Hi, Angela.
To let you know I'm enjoying the show. Hello to your special guest.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hi,
just wanted
hello
to call
you
in
too.
And
thank
support.
I
love to hear stories of overcoming and stories that provide hope for others. Thank you for sharing. You mentioned that you came from nothing and you were poor and how you grew up with your mom. You know, that's I hear that story so often. It's quite normal. It's like normal around where I grew up in the era that I grew up in. So it's just something that we had to go through that was part of our journey. So I see that
absolutely.
You are doing well. Sound like you're doing well. That was just our experience, you know. We read the Bible and we understand that, you know, they didn't even have an example. Only thing they had was the experience that they had to be able to leave those examples for us. So just think about the greater works that we're supposed to do. That's what we're doing now.
Absolutely.
Those greater works. So, thank you.
Absolutely. And I think,
you know,
I think single moms out there, like the strongest women that exist, you know, to be able to raise kids on their own, or it's just, you know, especially having them at such a young age. So I love my mom to death. She did the best that she could, and she's just incredible.
Wow. I applaud her. You know, my niece was around the same age as your mom when she gave birth to her daughter, and her daughter's a senior in college now. So I can relate. I can relate to everything that you were saying over there. So, I'm enjoying the show, like always, Jerry. You never seek to amaze me. So, I'm gonna
Angela,
sit back.
No, you're not sitting back yet. You're not sitting back yet, girl. So, first of all, I want you to tell everyone about your show, and I also want you to talk about, real quick, your podcast, The Crew. Come on.
So I am one of the amazing hosts here at the WBNN. I actually have the privilege and the honor to be coming on tomorrow night after this amazing show. I don't know how I'm going to be able to compete, but I guess I'll think of something tonight.
Trust me,
I'm going to change my program up.
No,
I'm going to have to change my program up. Y'all know came through tonight, so I'm going to have to change my program up. But, I am also the creative mind, creative genius, I guess you would say. I also have a podcast called The Crew Podcast, where I have 11 hosts. And I just believe in being the change that I desire to see in this world. And that's my mission. Mm. I want to be able to be that outlet for others, just as Brother O has been that for many of us. I want to be able to extend that to other people, because when I thought I didn't have a voice, here comes Brother O assuring me that, yes, I do have a voice, and, yeah, I need to be over here. So here I am celebrating 3 years. On tomorrow, I'll be celebrating 3 years here on the network.
Oh, congratulations.
So thank
Girl,
you.
Tomorrow?
Thank you.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
How cool is that?
Actually, I celebrated the end of April, but we're going to celebrate tomorrow since my show was at the beginning of April.
Okay.
So we're going to celebrate tomorrow, and we're going to be celebrating 9 years. Actually, May the 7th will be my 9-year anniversary of surviving domestic violence. I survived being shot point blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. So it's definitely by grace and mercy that I am still able to do the things that I do. So we're going to be celebrating on tomorrow.
We're celebrating you right
in
now.
The middle.
Yeah, we
amen
are, definitely.
That.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you for...
Well, thank you. I love you guys. And I'm just going to sit back and continue to listen. Great show. Great guest. I love you, Jerry.
I love you too, Angela. And I can't wait for tomorrow night to celebrate with you.
And we love
wow
your love. And we love your support.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
Amazing. Wow. Okay. So now, guess what, guys?
Wow.
We're going to play your third song. Let's play your next song, and then we're going to talk about it, okay? So, track next.
Michelle, I held your hand on the boulevard. Then we ditched our friends. I walked you back to your apartment. And then I kissed your lips. We were so young then. Had no regrets. No amount of time could make me forget.
David, that song is absolutely beautiful. Before we take our next caller, please talk about this song. Damn.
Oh, that song is so emotional for me. It's one. It's probably my favorite song right now of mine. It takes me back to when I wrote it a year ago, and there were so many emotions going through my head when my grandmother died. She helped raise me. And that second verse is about her, but the first verse is about people that we lost during the pandemic. I've had friends that have lost like their significant others, and just talking to them and hearing their stories. I'm such an empath that like that's where that first verse came from. And then when I say I keep a photo in the frame, because in my heart she'll always stay, I literally have my grandmother's photos since she passed away in 2005 next to my nightstand. And I've moved to 4 or 5 different apartments in the last, 20 years. And she's always by my nightstand. So that was really personal for me, because I think about her like every single day. She was, I don't know, like that. I don't know why I forgot that that's the song. I forgot the songs that I sent to Jason. So when you played that, I was like, oh, I was like, my heart. It's been a really long day. So like, I'm just emotional, so that made me really happy that you played that, and it definitely takes me back.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to choose the song.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a very, very personal song.
Beautiful. Yeah. Let's take our man.
Thank
you're
you.
So popular. Let's take our next caller. Here we go.
Hey, peace, Jerry. How you doing?
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing excellent. Enjoying this inspirational show. How you doing, special honored guest?
I'm doing great, man. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, no doubt. Thank you for being such an inspiration. I mean, Jerry always bring it, but you on here tonight is really, really doing something for our world, Our world is beautiful, but a lot of people... it's going through some serious changes, So tonight's show is definitely one for the Book of Records. Definitely is.
Yes.
Man, thank you. That means a lot.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, no doubt. Thank you as well. And look, I'm also a host of our great company, and I'll be coming up 2 evenings from tonight. I'll be celebrating 6 years with this great company of WBNN, And along with that, I'm going to say, what's really, really unique, mentioning mothers, I'm also honoring all mothers. And there's actually 3 types of mothers I'm going to be mentioning. But it's going to be real, real interesting celebrating 6 years as well as taking time to honor all mothers. And you don't necessarily have to give birth in order to be a mother.
Absolutely.
So that'll be...
Absolutely. I love you doing that.
No doubt. I'm gonna put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show. Love you, Jerry.
No, you're not. Do not think I'm just letting you get away with this. So, everyone listening has to know who this guy is. Okay, Hooney, you best be there, baby. Say hey.
I'm here.
All right. So this guy right here, he's in the Hall of Fame for radio show host, international lifetime achiever. This guy is a master sound therapist. He's one of my closest friends. And I'm going to tell you something. He would do anything for anyone, okay? And we just love him here on WBNN, first of all. And I love him especially. And I love his son. And I want to say one more thing, okay? Hooney, why don't you come back on for 1 second? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I'm also going to now make fun of you because I can't not. You know that, right? Beat the crap out of this guy and 2 of our host things here. Battle of the Network Hosts. You want to know why? Because he was referring to me as Rocco, meaning Rocky, because I'm so tough. And I tell him he was Clubber Lang. Listen, and I brought Rocky on and kicked his butt. He didn't expect it. Okay?
Yep.
Right?
No doubt.
Where you at, Hooney? Where you at, Hooney?
I'm here. I'm
this
here.
Guy,
hey, look, it's a classic battle. I'm telling you, it's a classic battle between old Rocco and Clubber Lang. And you know what? We're already gearing up for round 3.
Round three is coming.
Hey, round three, winner take all.
All right, one more last thing. He's also my Ebony Elvis. Elvis is my guy. All right? He's my Ebony Elvis. Sing it, Hooney.
Oh, my Come goodness. On. Sing a little bit.
Come on.
Well, I tell you, I'm not going to do an Elvis song. We'll do a little bit of Luther Vandross. Is that okay?
There you go. There you go.
All right. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. I'm going to say about
go.
That.
There you go, baby. My
love
Ebony
you.
Elvis. Thank you, sweetie. Love you. So, guys, we have another caller in queue. And this one
okay.
I want to introduce as because he's really cool. All right. WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Class of 2022, Clever One. Say hello to everyone.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where the side cougars at the bar a flirt with you for a drink, but they don't know your name. And they drinking Telesport on dollar night. What's good evening? Everyone.
I love
All right,
you.
That
How
voice is swaggy. Okay.
I was going to say, that voice, Barry White.
Shout out to all of the guests tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is a wonderful night here. All these people, these talented people out here. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And I wanted to say this real quick. Before I get started, you know what I'm saying? Clev One is on every third Woo Wednesday of the month. You know what I'm saying? I will be coming up. You know what I'm saying? Check the satellites out here. You feel me? Build the bricks and stay in the sticks. But, yeah, I wanted to say something. Elaborating on one of your guests. I'm not sure if it was David that said this, but I heard someone mention, you know what I'm saying, about the, you know, some of the depressions and things in which we go through, you know what I mean, due to, like, PTSDs and all these different types of variations of traumas that we have going on with ourselves. However, right, you know, being around the music and all the different entertainers and all, you know, all growing up and stuff like that, right, I noticed a lot of the talented guys, you know, the musicians, a lot of the beat makers that I know, you know what I'm saying, we suffer from depressions and things like that. So what I always try to encourage guys to do is these talents that we have, these music, you know, the being able to do music and things like that, these are the escapes, the outlets from these darknesses and madnesses in which we need to escape from. You understand? These are things in which that brings us delight, brings us some joy, brings us some happiness, brings us some fresh breath of fresh air. Excuse me, pardon me. You know, Clev One, you know, that was a dyslexia joint right there. But what I'm saying to you is, these are the outlets in which we have to tool and utilize, where you have to understand that you are not a civilian. You are not a regular person. You are a person with abilities. You know what I'm saying? And these abilities is which you utilize to escape the everyday world, the common world, the civilian world, because that's where all the stress and all the things come from. All the trauma comes from them. All the stress comes from them. So this is our escape. You know what I'm saying? So these are the things that I just like to tell people, especially the talented ones, ones that's gifted, you know what I mean, that, you know, never get drowned with what's going on around you, because you're not alone. Trust me. You're not alone. We all suffer from things. We all drowning in the quicksand some kind of way on one end or another. You know what I'm saying? But that's really what I wanted to share with you, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to say too much, but, yes, I wanted to get that out there for those. You know what I mean? Be strong. Do your thing, man, because like I said, you're not a civilian. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where your honor played the lottery off your birth, date of birth, and your old phone number and address. Check your satellites.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so
I
much,
you,
man. I appreciate you sharing that.
Wow. Now, that's a personality.
Okay. Don't go anywhere, Clev, because I'm going to read a special poem out of my book at the end of the show. Don't go anywhere. All right, so, guys, we have another caller in queue. Let's take our next caller. Yes.
Hello. Hey, Jerry. This is Ricardo Richard. Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call in, you know, show some support. It just seemed like everything that a lot of stuff you guys were talking about was pretty positive. And I also wanted to say it's good to seem like you're sounding better. So, you know, that's good, too. But I've been enjoying, like, listening to some of the stuff. I came in a little bit later, but I've been enjoying the show so far.
Well, I want to tell them who you are. So this young man owns a piece of my heart. He lives in Trenton, New Jersey, close to me. And he's now a host also on WBNN. And his name is Ricardo Richard. And I want you to tell them about your show. Come on, what you've written. Come on, Hurt People,
yeah,
Hurt
so
People.
I have a series on YouTube called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. So I have two seasons on YouTube now. I'm having a movie premiere actually next Friday. It's my movie, so it's kind of like the finishing, like the third part. Like, I guess the trilogy, so it's the last part of the series, and I'm really excited. And it's just about so many different things about hurt people. People hurt each other, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally. The next project will be, you know, courtesy of Jerry, it'll be called Trauma Healed People Heal People. So after you deal with all that hurt and you realize your traumas and, you know, you do the work, you know, you want to get to the healing after being hurt for so long. So check it out.
Yeah.
You know, all the listeners that's listening, please check out my series on YouTube. You can put the Bitter and Broken web series on YouTube. So please check it out.
Yay. I love you.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Yeah,
thank
you got
to
check him out.
Thank you to all the WBNN hosts that are calling in. That's a wonderful,
I know, right?
Support network.
Thanks
for
the love, y'all.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, guys, we're coming to the close of the show. I want to give each of you a minute or so. We'll start with you, Jason, for your closing words on what you want to say.
Well, a lot of, you know, Jerry knows me best, that I'm usually not at a loss for words. And I even had questions and thoughts prepared ahead of time, things that even I wanted to learn about David. And I'm coming out of this, you know, with a loss of words, because it was just so inspiring and beautiful that, you know, it's just, it's encapsulated in my heart, you know. There's more in my heart than in my mouth, you know, to say right now, for the first time. For the first time in my career, you know, I'm so inspired by, you know, you and the guests and, you know, just this whole experience that I don't have a whole lot to say, you know. I feel like I've actually learned and you know, gained experience, you know, from partaking in this interview, you know, just about support and about life and about overcoming things. And, you know, I'm going through a lot right now. I'm trying to help my mom overcome some challenges. And so, you know, it's very emotional for me to hear everyone's stories tonight and, you know, and hear how much David has overcome. And I'm just, you know, I'm just moved and inspired, and I'm leaving this interview with a lot more whole than I started it. So thank you all for this.
I love that.
So now, before I say what I want to say to you guys, David, what would you like to say to everyone listening?
I think for me, just like the overall thing that I've really learned is that the more you share, the more you find people that care and that want to hear your story and that want to relate to your story and that will make you feel like less alone. I think in any industry you're in, just as a human being on this planet, like if you're going through something, share it with somebody that you trust. And you'd be surprised at how many things in common you have with those people. We all go through our ups and downs in life and everything's relative, right? In any walk of life, any social status or, you know, tax bracket, everyone goes through something. So again, be vulnerable, share your experiences, because, you know, it makes you feel less alone and less like, you know, in the dark and afraid. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, before I bring on my Hall of Fame producer, I just want to let everyone know, hang out till the end, because I'm going to be reading an incredible poem everyone needs to hear at the end. But David and Jason, first of all, Jason, I love you, man. Listen, and
you
know,
so
my
much.
Door is always open, honey, for you. So, you know, I love you. That's, you know, okay. Now, as far as you,
but
David,
I knew what
I
was
did not
doing with this show.
That's right. That's
I knew
right.
what I was doing when I placed this guest with you.
No kidding. And I'm going to say something, Jason. This is at the top, because I never expected this kind of an interview from this young man. I was just expecting music talk, not what we've been doing. This was off the charts incredible. So thank you, Jason. David, I don't even know what to say, except I am so honored I had you here tonight. You are going to help so
thank
many
you.
people that you don't even know you're helping. Never
thank
stop
you.
Doing what you're doing. Please. You are incredible. So
thank you so
thank
much,
you
and thank you for having me. I'm super honored that you would have me, and thank you, Jason, for introducing us, and I hope that we can definitely do this again in the future, and maybe one day meet face-to-face.
And I hope that happens. So, guys, listen, you know what time it is, right? It's Ngozi time. Before I bring on your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O, I have something to say about that man as well. Not only is he an international Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey legend, he's also the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer. He's also Lifetime Achiever. He's also one of my favorite people. This guy right here keeps WBNN going. And Brother O, I love you. You know that. Now I want to bring you on so you can say something to my incredible guests.
Well, first of all, the legend continues. 10 years going through all of the rigmarole and hosts that don't want to be a part of this legend. And it's a shame. You know, a lot of times, Jerry, we bring on interns that replace hosts that don't respect the opportunity. Talk sideways and all that. But the people who came on tonight, every one of our hosts are great because they understand the opportunity. If you don't understand the opportunity, you won't be here long. 10 years strong. Let's go for 11. And, of course, all the folks out there, tomorrow night we come on with a celebration. Angela Thomas Smith. More can we say? A former commissioner of our network, now a CEO of the Crew Podcast, and still love us enough, right, Jerry, to be part of the WBNN Beverly Nation. If the outstanding Walking in Purpose podcast and program through broadcasting excellence. Tomorrow night, we celebrate 3 years of this young lady being a part of the one and only Beverly Nation. Walking in Purpose with Angela Thomas Smith, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here on the one and only Dynasty. Beverly Nation, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi _ Time. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Shout out to Ricky R. Jones. Right, Jerry? Without her and our one conversation, I would not know none of you guys at all. Right. One conversation started Halcyon Days Productions, October 4th, 2012. The sacrifices that we have made to make sure that everyone, including Jerry Petito, in 2018, was able to have the opportunity. Don't forget it, because I don't. It's a commitment to excellence, a beacon of light that shares and shines around the world. And now back to the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 Anna Waddell Award winner, WBNN Host of the Year, as well as that year's enshrinee into the same hall, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, the two-time winner of the Battle of Network Stars Championships, 2019, 2022, the legendary Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. If you don't believe in WBNN, you don't believe in yourself.
Oh, Lord. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening. And here's a poem out of my book, guys. Everyone needs to hear this, okay? It's called Utilizing Gifts and Talents. We are born with talents. We are born with drive, with different gifts to help us thrive. I knew early on I was born to draw and paint, to also write poetry and to talk without restraint. Our gifts and talents should all be used. God's gift to us not be abused. We can go far in life for sure using our gifts to go on tour. All our talents should be used to create ourselves and more. Then our job's to share them, to even up the score. You see, in life what's needed is not just for ourselves. Once our gifts are mastered, take them off the shelves. A living we can make by spreading them around, not just for the money, but to spread a peaceful sound. Don't take for granted the gifts you're given. Go out and spread the joy. Our gifts are not to be held back, for us to self-destroy. Put your efforts forth. Do not hesitate. All your talents, my friend, are never second rate. Never hold them back or you will surely die. Maybe not in body, but your soul will cry. Our gifts were made to share, our talents made to soar. Go through life enlightened, and then you can roar. Be proud of who you are. Be happy you're alive. Once again, my friend, your gifts will help you thrive. By putting efforts forth, not keeping them at bay, David Hernandez, your name will live forever, baby, forever and a day. Go through life excited for what you sure can give. To yourself and others is our reason to live. Our grave will be quite lonely, but our legacy lives on. Make sure people smile with the breaking dawn. Good night, everybody.
Before we give a good night, everybody, congratulate Jerry Petito on her 71st WNN, WNN Nation All-Time Connection record and 6th consecutive. Yeah, I did it right. I did it late, and I did it on time. We are champions. Second in a row, y'all. Come on, Angela. Let's get third. Good night, everybody.